The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. The Blaze Radio Network on demand. Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser.
As I said at the end of my book of A Battle for the Soul of Islam, I wrote a letter to my kids and I said, there's one metaphor that in my lifetime, if it ever changes, I think will be a signal that Islam can be reformed, that Muslims can be reformed, that we can modernize and come to terms of modernity. And that symbol is the most perverse dichotomy on the planet, which is at the time of Hajj and pilgrimage, inside the Grand Mosque, you have men and women walking next to each other, praying together, races of all kind walking next to each other, praying together, no materialism, no racism, no sexism, simply worshiping God, circumambulating around the Kaaba, day after day after day for the 10 days of Hajj, the mandatory pilgrimage that every Muslim must do. And then yet outside that mosque is one of the most racist, misogynist, tyrannical, theocratic regimes on the planet, in which women don't have rights, in which races, in which every individual is not a Saudi royal, a Saudi citizen, is treated as a third and fourth class citizen, in which materialism reigns to the point of pathological abandonment of what I believe are real Judeo-Christian Islamic values. A sickening amount of a lack of morality, character, integrity of a royal family and society that has robbed its citizens of its universal human rights. And that's outside the mosque that I believe, as a Muslim, was the place where our faith started, is a place where the monotheistic traditions are represented. And if that ever changed, if that dichotomy was ever equilibrated, in which the principles of the pilgrimage were brought to that state, it abandoned theocracy, it allowed individuals to be free under God and not under their Saudi flag and not under their theocratic state and Sharia courts, then there would be hope for global Islam, because that central cancer cell, while that tribe has been exaggerated, as so many of my friends who I respect and love will tell you, and I've talked to them about before, is that royal family would be nothing, would be a gnat on the rear of a camel in Saudi Arabia. The House of Saud had the British or whoever it was at the time that decided to hand them that country and the oil, in which they said that they are the custodians of the Grand Mosque. The custodians! Somehow Islam determined that the House of Saud would be the custodians of the Grand Mosque. So saith the carving up of countries after World War II, and thus becomes the central concentration of wealth in one family that then exports, as Jim Woolsey has said many times, exports ideology in the hundreds of billions of dollars across the planet at the tunes of petro-Islam, to radicalize a single version of Islam that would have been a gnat on the back of a camel, where Ibn Abdul Wahhab, a fundamentalist from the 19th century who would have been nothing but a militant fundamentalist Salafi jihadi in the middle of the Najd, the desert of Saudi Arabia, became much more because of petro-Islam. And now we're left in the 21st century still trying to rebalance and rebalance the old Sunni Shia rivalry, in which you have two sides of the same militant Islamist coin. One side Sunni of the Salafi Wahhabis and the Muslim Brotherhood, and the other side Shia of the Khomeinis and the Hezbollah. That's the same formula since the 7th century, only a few years after the Prophet Muhammad passed away.
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. The Blaze Radio Network.